Today I'm introducing a paper by Mary Elizabeth Luca and Melanie Millette called Reframing Big Data, Activating Situated Knowledges and a Feminist Ethics of Care in Social Media Research. It's part of a special issue on ethics as method in social media and society, so it's open access if you would like to read the 2018 volume. The reason I've chosen this particular paper is because I am currently involved in getting ethical clearance for a small data research project. I work in small data, that is, I get a data set which is composed of a relatively small collection of data points, and I analyse them by hand without algorithmic assistance. So it's how people come into a hashtag and what people say about a hashtag is what I think about. So big data research does hashtag analysis all the time. It seems to be a major source of their bread and butter, particularly in media studies. And I have to have a lot of conversations with big data, so it's useful for me to know a little bit about it. One of the things which I've noticed in having this relationship with big data analysts is that we have discussions about ethics which are show different sorts of points of view on data for qualitative research. One of the things I've found is that when asking to closely read social media data points, there are hurdles which need to be jumped. There are lots of ethical discussions which need to be had, which are incredibly useful. And Luca and Millette write down similar questions to those questions which I've been asked. The thing I find useful about Luca and Millette is they say that big data should be subjected to these types of questions, just like small, thick and lively data are. I find this paper useful for a discussion starter about, is there a different expectation between qualitative and quantitative social media research? What are people's experiences of that? What are people's experiences of ethical clearance when it comes to quantitative social media research and qualitative social media research? Have people developed collaborations between different registers of social media research in order to get a deeper or thicker understanding? Luca and Millette bring feminist ethics and feminist theory to bear on their questions, particularly Haraway, Donna Haraway's notion of speculation as ethical method, social media researchers to situate where their knowledge is coming from, and then speculate how it might affect people of differently powerful contexts, and to create collaborations with people from multiple backgrounds and experiences in order to better speculate what the effect of social media research is going to have, because they very rightly say that data can become violent. It's not always going to have benefits that outweigh the risks, and sometimes we can't even predict what that is going to be. So I'm really interested in discussions about the difference between qualitative and quantitative social media research, what sorts of experiences people have had. And also, I'm also wondering whether it is enough just to have an ethics of care. Is it enough to just situate our knowledge? Like, what can be lost in just relegating responsibility because we've situated our knowledge? I find it very curious as to whether doing this has actually encouraged collective action, or whether it's just a way to say, right, I've done my due diligence about where my research comes from, and is it possible for us to be more active in our collectivization of our knowledge when it comes to social media research. So enjoy reading the paper. I hope that it creates some excellent discussions.